This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesachas Nedarim, Daf Mem Ches Amin Aleph. The Mishnah continues that if two people assert each other in Hana, the Mishnah says, Va'asurin b'davar shal oisair. They're assur in a public area of that city. The reason is because people in the city each have a chilek in the public areas of that city. So if I assur you, you can't use the public areas. If you assur me, I can't use the public areas. Ve'ezehu davar shall. Now, the Mishnah previously said that they're both mutter in the areas of the Oile Bavel. Because when the Oile Bavel come up, when the Oile Bavel came up, it's not that everyone has a share in those areas that they claimed. No, instead, it's viewed that the area is hefker. It's national property. It's not owned by all the individuals. It's national property. Ve'ezehu davar shel Oile Bavel. What are those areas that belong to those who came up from Bavel? Kagain Harabayis, the Temple Mount, Hazarois, and the courtyards, the Habar Shab Em Sadarach, and the water reservoirs in the middle of the road that were designated for the Oile Bavel. But Ve'ezehu davar shel Oisair, what is considered an area of that city that everybody owns together? Kagain Harechava. For example, if let's say it's the center area of the city, the town square, the Hamerchatz and the bathhouse, Ubeis HaKnesses and the Shul, Vateva, the Arayin, Vasfarim, and the Sifrei Kodesh, they are all Aser. If the two partners assed each other, if two people assert each other, they are both assur in those areas. So they're only permitted in the areas of the Oile Bavel, but not in the what is called Davar Shel Oisa Ha'ir. Not in Davar Shel Oisa Ha'ir. The Mishnah continues, V'hakoisev Chalkoi Lenasi. Literally, if somebody writes their share to the Nasi, then the simple reading is, it becomes usur to somebody who made a neder that you can't get hana. But ultimately, the Gemara is going to explain it, that what it means is a way to circumvent the neder that you made to usur someone else in hana. The way to circumvent it is, how do you circumvent it? You write your chelek to the nasi. So now, the other person is not being nene from you, but instead is being nene from the nasi's chelek. That's a way to circumvent the neder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad koisev lenasi, whether you write it to the nasi, vechad koisev lehedyot. Or you could circumvent it by writing it to a regular person. Ma bein koisev lenasi le koisev lehedyot. What difference is it if you write it to the nasi or you write it to a regular person? Shaha koisev lenasi ein sarach lezakos. If you write it to the nasi, you don't have to make a kinyan to transfer it to the nasi. Lehedyot sarach lezakos. If you write it to a regular person, you do need to be mezake through someone else. If you want to write it to someone else, you would have to do it with a formal kinyan. Meaning, you would have to have somebody make the kinyan for you. If you write it to the nasi, you don't have to do it through a third party transfer. You don't have to make some kind of special kinyan to give it to the nasi. But if you give it to a third party, if you're a mezakeh to someone else, it has to be a kinyan through someone. But b'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say echad zeh, whether you write it to the nasi ve'echad zeh, or you write it to a regular person, tzrichim lezakos, you have to do it through a kinyan. The only reason it spoke about the case of a nasi is because that's a typical situation where you would typically be mezaket to the nasi. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein anshe Galil tzrichen lichtayv." The people in the Galil do not have to write it to the nasi. The reason is because in the Galil they were very argumentative, and They were constantly making nedarim, so their parents already made a deal that everything is transferred to the Nasi in order to allow, in case a neder was made, for people to get hana. Shekvar kasu avisem al yedeim. The people of Galil did not have to write it to the Nasi because their ancestors already did it for them. Says the Ran, the top Ran, va'asurin bedavar shal oisoir shehim darimba. You're usher to use the public areas of that city that they live in. Mibnei she'en la'anshe ir acheras chelek bahen shehim yichayim lemachran zay in tuve yair b'mayim la'anshe yair. The Ran is saying they're usher in the public areas of the city. What's the reason why they're usher in the public areas of the city? They're usher in that city that they live in, and people in a different city have no chelik in them, and they're considered partners in that property. Now, what is considered the public areas? The square, and the merchatz, and the Beis HaKnesses, and the teva. The teva is shenoisnin aleha sefer Torah, that they put a sefer Torah on it, likrois, to read it, v'hasvarim shekarin bahen, v'hakoisev chelkoi lenasi, mefarish b'gemara. The Gemara explains like this, the Hachi Kamara, ma takanosan, what is the remedy? Yichtavu chalkan lenasi. They should write their share to the nasi. The b'hachi shari, in this case, it's permitted. K'detanan, like it says in the Mishnah, noisein la'acher, misha matana. We're going to see later on in the Mishnah, you could give it to someone else as a gift. V'halam mutarba, and this guy now is mutar in it. Sha'akoisev lenasi, ein sarach lezakas. If you write to a nasi, you don't have to be mezaka. Shemiyad shekasav leishtar matana, kana. Because as soon as you wrote a shtar matana, you're kaina. Afal pi shalei zacha adam b'shvilai. Meaning, the difference between a nasi and someone else, the Ran says, is that by a nasi, as long as you write him a shtar matana, he's immediately kaina. Even though no one was zoched for him. Why? The reason is yafe koyach hanasi. If you want to give it to someone else, you need a third party to be zoched for him. But if you give it to a nasi, then the nasi himself could be zoched because of yafe koyach hanasi. The koyach of the nasi is strong. V'loy dibru v'nasi ela b'hayve. It only picked a nasi because it spoke about a typical case. She'ein adam soymech lahaknois la'adam acher. It only picked a case of a nasi as a typical case. Why? Because a person doesn't have the assurance to be makneh to someone else. The mistafi, they're afraid. Shema ya'asren alav. Maybe they'll aser it on him. Ulafikach na'agu lichtoiv lenasi. Therefore, the minhag was to write it to the nasi. She'ein darkoi le'asar hana'asai ala briyos. You see, if you give it to someone else, maybe he'll make a neder and he'll aser you bahana. However, if you write it to a nasi, he's not going to make, you don't have to be concerned that he'll make a neder and he'll aser it. So in other words, it was more typical to write it to circumvent the neder to a nasi. In other words, the case is like this. If I aser someone bahana, so what's a way to circumvent that? What's the way to get around that? The way is to write it to a nasi. Why a nasi? That's just a typical way to do it, because you don't have to be concerned that whole viter make a neder to aser these people. So the Gemara asks, because right now the Mishnah says v'hakoisev chelkoi la'nasi, which implies, oh, also if you write it to a nasi, the halacha is that it's aser b'hana, which it's not true. If you write it to the nasi, it should not be aser b'hana. So the Gemara asks, "Am I mitzer? Why, if you write it to the nasi, is it aser b'hana?" Amar Rav Sheshes said, "Hachik tani." This is what it's trying to say. Uma takanosan. What is the way to rectify this? Yichtivu chelkan lenasi. They should write their share to the nasi. And this is a way to circumvent it. But Rabbi Yehuda Amar no, echad kosev a nasi, echad kosev lehedya. You could write it to a nasi, or you could write it to someone else. But Uma bein kosev nasi lekosev lehedya. What difference does it make if you write it to a nasi or someone else? Ha kosev lenasi ein sach lezakos. If you write it to a nasi, you don't have to do it through a third party. Ha kosev lehedya tzarch lezakos. Chachamim oimrim no, echad zeh ve'echad zeh. Either way, tzrichin lezakos. You have to do it through a third party. The only reason I picked a nasi is it was talking about a typical scenario. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein anshe galil tzrichin lezakos shekvar kasu aveisehen al yedehen." Rabbi Yehuda says the men of the Galil do not need to be mezake because their fathers already were zoicheid for them. Says the Braisa, Tanya, we learned in Braisa Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anshe Galil kantaron in hayu. People of the Galil, they were argumentative. V'hayu noidrin hanazem mizeh. They made nedarim one from another. So what happened? Amdu avaseyem. Their fathers got up, v'kasvu chalkeyen lanasi. And they wrote their share to the nasi. Their forefathers went, they wrote their share to the nasi. And by doing that, they circumvented any possible issue if they made nedarim one onto the other. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamudar hana mechaveroi. If you asered your friend in hana, basically, somebody is asered to get hana from their friend. Ve'ein lo ma'yoichal. And the guy doesn't have food to eat. So what do you do? Let's say I said you can't get hana from me, but that guy doesn't have food to eat. You could give it to someone else as a gift. And now the person who's asar hana is permitted. There's a story with someone in Beis Charon. His father was asar to get hana from him. The only thing is he was making a wedding and he wanted his father to be able to come. He was marrying off his son. He said to his friend, Chatzar usu'uda nesunin hinan lefanecha. My courtyard and my meal are given to you. The reason why he had to give the courtyard to the guy is because otherwise his father would have no way to get there. He's saying, my courtyard and my meal are given to you. Ela kedei sheyavai abba. Only so that Abba will come, v'yoychal imanu basuda, and eat with us at the meal. Meaning, he asked his father in Hana, but now he has to make a wedding, so what's he going to do? He gave the courtyard and the meal to someone else, and he's saying, I'm only giving it to you so my father could come eat it. Now, we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, if you want to circumvent a neder, you could give it to a third party, but this is already out of line, because he's articulating he only is giving it for the reason that he wants his father to be able to eat from it. So if you're already articulating that you're doing it as a subterfuge, as a trick, that's not allowed. But anyway, the guy said, Omar, the person he gave it to said, Im shalihim, if they're mine, harihim muktashim shamayim, I'm sanctifying them, making it hektish. So Omar loy, the noisin says, no, Nasati lecha shalisha takdishim l'shamayim. You think I gave you my stuff that you should be makdishin? Amar loy. So the guy he gave it to said, Nasati li es shalcha. What? You gave me your stuff. Elo shetehe atav avicha ochlem v'shoisim. Only that your father, that you and your father should eat and drink. U'misratzen zel azeh. And they should make up. And you should make up. V'hiya avayn tali b'roishoy. And the sin should be hanging on his head, meaning on my head. What, you gave it to me so that you could make up with your father and it should be my fault? Amru Chacham, the Chacham said, Komatana she'ena, any matana that is not, shem hikdisha, that if the guy who got it is makdishit, tehema kudeshas, is not holy, meaning any matana that is not, that if he was makdish it, it should be mikudeshes, ain't a matana, it's not a matana. Meaning a matana can only work if the person it was given to is able to be makdish it. Look in the Ran, we're going to do the Ran. V'haya masi es benoy, madir haya masi es benoy. So the Gemara asks, Maisa Lister, the story contradicts the ruling. It started off by saying that if you made a neder and the guy has nothing to eat, you could give it to a third party. And then we bring a story that it's not going to be okay. It's not going to be effective if you give it to a third party. So it's a contradiction. Maisa Lister. So Gemara says, no, chisuri mechzer abachikatani. It's missing words, and this is what it means to say. V'im hoichiach soifai al tchilasai asar. If the end demonstrates that the original gift was not genuine, then it's asar. So if you make a neder, and the guy has nothing to eat, you could give it to a third party. But if the gift is clear that you're only giving it to the third party to circumvent, then the halacha is that it is not an effective gift. And we bring a story. There's a story in Beis Charon about someone that the end reflected on the beginning. Amar Rava, Rava said, Lo ishanu ela de amarlei v'hincha lefanecha ela kadei shiavai abba. Rava said this was only taught if he said, I'm only giving it to you so that my father could be nene. So he articulated, he's only giving it to the guy for this reason. Aval Amar Lei, but if he said, Sheyiu lefanecha sheyavai abai, if he said, I'm giving you a gift, and it should be yours, so my father could come, then midaitchahu. Then it's not a condition, it's up to you if you want to bring my father. Midaitchahu da Amar Lei. So the first lashon is saying it's only a problem if you make an absolute stipulation. I'm only giving it to you for that. But let's say you say, I'm giving it to you, and that it should be for that, then the halacha is that, no. That, then the halacha is that he's giving it to the guy, and the guy, if he wants, could invite the father, and he's recommending and suggesting it, but it's not a deal breaker. Lishnachwina, another lashon, amrinon la. Lishnachwina amrin la, another lashon. Amarava, loy tema taima da amarlei v'hin chalafanecha hu da aser. Don't say it's only aser because he said, I'm only giving it to you for this. Aval amarlei hein lefanecha sheyavai abba. But if he said to him, it is before you so that my father should come, v'yoychal and eat mutter. Don't say, it's only aser if you say, I'm only giving it to you for that. But if I say, I'm giving it to you, and so my father should come, it's mutter. Elafilo amar lehin lefanecha. Even if he says, I'm giving it to you, and it's before you. Afilo amar lehin lefanecha. Behold, it's before you. Yavai abba v'yoychal. And my father could come and eat. So you're not even saying, you're only giving it to him for that. And you're not saying it. That I'm giving it to you, that he should come. I'm just saying, even if you say I'm giving it to you, and now my father could come, it's still aser. My taima, because it's obvious that you're only giving it to him for that reason. Look, you made an eder to aser the father. Now you have making a wedding. It's obvious, even though you didn't say you're only doing it for that, but in the context, it's obvious, and therefore, my taima suda soy muchachas. I love the suda is muchach. That's why you're doing it. Let's see the Ran. Uma takanosan shlo yu asurin masa listar. The Ran is bothered. The story is not really a contradiction to the din. The din was you could give it as a gift to a third party. And the story is, if you say you're only giving it to the third party to avoid the nether, then it's not good. So that's not a contradiction to the ruling. The ruling was only that if you give a gift, it's effective. but not if you say and articulate you're only doing it for that. But the point of Maaser Lister is the story in no way supports the ruling. If anything, the story is saying a different halacha than the ruling. Loi Lister Mamish Kamar, the halacha shani here is different to Amarlei, because he's saying to him, V'incha, V'hinan lefanech, behold, it's before you. Elahachi parach. This is what it's asking. Kivan to make kara tana shari, since in the beginning we taught it was permitted. Hechi maisi of the aser. How could it bring a story that it's aser? The orche de tana lemisni maisa lesuyuye. Usually a tana brings a story to support lemai de tana bereshit, to what it taught in the beginning. Vim hoichiach soifay al tchilase, if the end demonstrates on the beginning that it was not a genuine gift, shehoichiach soif tevarav, that the end of his words demonstrate al tchilasen on the beginning, she'enon ela harama, that it's only a trickery, ukugoin matinas beis charon, like the story of beis charon, the asik lamilse, where you concluded your words, v'amar v'hincha lefanecha, then it's no good. Aval koshalei amar b'feresh, if you don't say explicitly, afal pisho inyan moichiach ba'atzmai, even though it's obvious. Let's say in the case where you asked someone in Hana and then you gave it to a third party so that that person could benefit. It's obvious. Delo yahevle ela kihichi delishani mudar. You only gave it to him so that the mudar should get Hana. Afilu hachi havi matana. Nevertheless, it's a gift. Laishanu ela de amarle vihinan lefanecha. It was only taught where you said to him, behold, it is before you to have a tenai gamor, where it's an outright tenai. Aval amar lei, but according to the first lashon, if you said, not I'm only giving it to you for that. You just said I'm giving it to you, and let my father come. V'yavay abba midait chod amar lei. You're saying that he could do it on his own das. Delav tanaho, it's not a tenai. Matana gamorhi, it's a complete matana. Eladibay avirachi, if he wants, he could do this. K'tamrinan. The Parak Yamtif, Bahuda Amar, that son who said, Havu Dalad Mea Zuzi Laplanya, give 400 zuz to Pliny, Valensiv Bartoi. Oh. Now here's a parallel case. Like we say in Beya, where somebody said, Havu Dalad Mea Zuzi Laplanya, give 400 zuz to Pliny, Valensiv Bartoi, and you can marry my daughter. The Amar Rava, Dalad Mei Azuzah Shaka Barte, the daughter gets 400 zuz. Yibay Nasav, Yibay Loi Nasav. Since you didn't make an outright tenai, if he wants, he can marry your daughter. You didn't make it, it's not a deal breaker. It's not an absolute deal breaker. Because, again, if you just say, give 400 zuz to Pliny, and he could marry my daughter. So then you give 400 zuz. It's talking about a shchiv meira. So then it's not absolutely necessary. Lishna achrina amrila amarava loy tema tamid amalei v'hin chalafanecha huda aser lafilu yavai abba v'yoychal aser my tema. Sudasai muchachas alav dinahi deba'alma v'yavai lav tenayhu. It's true that in general, if you just say, I'm giving you the gift and let my father come, it's not a tenai. Hachashani, here it is a tenai. Why? Mishum da'anan sadi. Because we're all witnesses, she'in adam mechin suda l'nesuei b'noi, v'noisna la'acher. We're all witnesses that a person would not prepare a whole meal for his son's marriage and then give it to someone else as a gift. Why in the world are you giving your wedding suda to someone else as a gift? Hokach suda soy muchachas olav. Therefore, the meal is indicative that you're doing it as. Therefore, the meal is indicative you're only giving it to circumvent the neder. The Ma'ida Amar V'yavai, it's indicative that which you say, and let him come, V'yavai Abba, L'tanai Gomer Kamar. You're saying it as a absolute Tanai, that you're only giving it to the guy to allow your father to come. Normally those words, and let here I'm giving you this, and X, Y, and Z, we don't say that that's a real Tanai, but in this case, it's very clear that it's a Tanai. So therefore, we say that, therefore we say it's a Tanai Gamor, under the context. That's the, those are the two Lashonos. According to the first Lashon, it's only if you say, I'm only giving it to you so my father could come to the Suda. According to the second Lashon, even if you just say, I'm giving it to you, and let my father come to the Suda, the halacha is that it is a, it is like a Tanai, because it's clear you're only giving it to them for that reason. Okay, friends, Agatanacht, we'll see when we do Amud Beis, but at least because it's a short week, it's good to get a good start. Hatzlacha, bracha, all the best. Kol tov, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.